This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want, and join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Coming up, Johnny Ray's book club, Economics in One Lesson. We'll be catching up. Because we're a little behind, actually. We've been supposed to do one chapter per week. We got delayed a little bit, so I think we need to cover both chapters 4 and 5 tonight, if possible. So that's still on the way. Also, we've been talking about secrecy and how it pretty much is out the window. Over in the UK, they've passed a very, very sweeping bill to allow all kinds of surveillance against even people who are not suspected of any crime. I think it's important to point that out to people, and to point out also that this is not going to stay in the UK. It's likely to expand out from there. It's likely to happen elsewhere in the US, perhaps.
In the world of computers, they don't need to put an agent paging through your naked pictures and emails and all this stuff that might be on your phone. They can have computer programs that just rapidly, file through this stuff, and they use all this information to create some kind of dossier on you and everybody else. Because at this point, since they don't need to have a suspicion, this is warrantless, this is suspicionless, it means everybody. So
that's right.
All the major intelligence agencies all around the world now, the ones that are hooked up with Great Britain, have the legality to have all the information that they can possibly collect on everybody on the planet. Now, these organizations lose information. Edward Snowden's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got a bunch of files and let that stuff out. Does the world need to know everything about everybody? Is the question that we need to have here. Because that's really what we're talking about.
I would say no.
There's no such thing as a secret if somebody else has it. And they've got it now. They got the hall pass to collect everybody's secrets.
Well,
not just your secrets. And that's what's important in this. This isn't just you. It's everybody.
Sure. And that's true, providing you don't take any steps to encrypt your communications. If you're relying on AT&T or one of these other major telecommunications providers to protect your privacy, while some of them may go to bat in court, that won't be AT&T, by the way. We just were sharing a story about this creepy NSA building that exists in downtown Manhattan that is basically capable of monitoring all manner of international communications, this windowless, monolithic, just scary-looking building. Look, they can do whatever it is that they want to do. They will do that. And so the only way to protect your privacy is to take steps on your own. You have to spend your own time. You have to spend your own money to achieve some level, some semblance of privacy, because there's not just the NSA and the GCHQ that want to get access to your information and other governments around the world. There's also corporations that want to get access to your information. Now, a lot of those corporations, you're choosing to give them information in a lot of cases when you apply for
Facebook
for things, or Facebook, or like credit cards or whatever. There's all kinds of info out there, files that have been built on you. You know, you can go to zabasearch.com and type in your name and see what they've got on you. They'll give you free stuff. And then there's companies that'll actually, make you pay for profiles and things like that, which presumably are more detailed. I've never actually gone and, I don't think, paid for any of those things, but they're out there. So, if you want to keep your privacy, whatever level you have, or if you want to increase your privacy from the level that you have, maybe you have near zero. Well, there are certain things that you can do to do that. And we'll just go through these real quick, and then we'll go to your calls and thoughts, and we can talk more about the creepy NSA building, talk about economics in one lesson, or you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. So one of the things that you can do to protect your privacy is start using PGP encryption for things that are important that you don't want anybody else to have access to except for the intended recipient. It takes some effort. There's a bit of a learning curve with PGP, but Edward Snowden recommends it as the top way to protect privacy of your communications. So
it's
there's
free,
one thing.
But there's things like Proton Mail and stuff like that. You know, Snowden used what was Lava Mail or Lava Bit, or I can't remember what it was called.
They shut down because the FBI or the federal government came in and subpoenaed their email data, and so they subpoenaed the key to their encryption data. And then what they did was Ladar Levinson, I believe was his name, handed over the key, but he handed a printed version of the key, which was like thousands of characters long and would have been very, very, and in very small point print.
Yeah.
So it would have been very, very hard to near impossible for them to actually use that key, and then he shut down his business after that. So you don't want to rely on third-party providers, Mark, to do PGP encryption for you. You want to make sure you're doing it all yourself, and that means you've got to jump through some extra hoops.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
And pursuant to that, I was looking at the Wikipedia article about the investigatory powers bill. One of the provisions of it is... Let's see, it maintains an existing requirement on CSPs, which I think must be ISPs.
Are those like ISPs?
They're communication service providers.
Okay, that's probably wider than just an ISP. That's probably, you know, Verizon, who provides internet and phone, for instance.
Maintained an existing requirement on CSPs in the UK to have the ability to remove encryption applied by the CSP.
I see.
So you can't sell a product, an encrypted product that is safe in the UK.
Correct. Anytime one of these CSPs tells you they're encrypting something, that may be true, but if they have the keys to the encryption, then that is not true privacy.
Not really that useful.
So the only time that encryption is valuable is when only the intended recipient and the person sending it are the ones who can read it. So PGP, recommended by Edward Snowden, for people who want to have some extra level of privacy but not jump through the PGP hoops, there is Signal, which Snowden also specifically recommended. It's an open source, so the code can be vetted to make sure that there's no backdoors in it, supposedly. And the thing you got to trust, though, is that so even though the open source is there and someone can review it, you don't know for sure that the open source was what was used to compile the final program. So when you're programming something, you have lines of text, right? The programmer writes if, then, else, and, you know, there's all this text in there. And then the compiler of that programming software takes those lines of text and basically turns them into the ones and the zeros, the actual computer code that runs that program. And so the idea is, well, if somebody, whether it's Signal, the company, or Whisper Systems, I believe is the company behind Signal, whether it's Whisper Systems or some other bad actor wanted to, they could compile the program with a backdoor in it, and you would never know that. So I still recommend caution using something like Signal. If you've got some sort of mission critical, ultra secret thing, you got to keep that, I would say, to an in-person meeting or PGP. But Signal is pretty good. I mean, it's obviously decent because Snowden recommends it, but I would say that it's not necessarily a 100% perfect system. And no system is 100% perfect. These are just things that are going to increase your likelihood of having privacy, increase the likelihood that, you know, somebody is not going to be able to get access to your communications, not just the national police, but also local cops as well as other, you know, corporate competitors or somebody who doesn't like you, right? So
I'm trying to figure out, I'm looking up Signal here, and it seemed like it was created by the guy who did this film that I watched that was really awesome called The Anarchist Yacht Club. And I recognize his name as like Moxie something, but I couldn't tell you what it was, and I don't know how I figured it out, but, you know, I thought he was the creator of Signal.
I don't know.
And
never heard about it.
Hunted it down. Well, see if you're interested.
Yeah.
See Anarchist Yacht Club, and maybe you can figure it out. It starts out with talking about how you can steal a sailboat.
So those are two solutions for you. Any others off the top of your head, Skies, as far as privacy solutions for folks?
Well, VPN.
VPN helps as far as surfing the internet. You probably want to combine VPN with Tor, however.
What about Tor?
You want to do both rather than one or the other, because in theory the VPN could also be compromised. If the government knows which VPN you're using, they could. If the VPN is not based outside of the United States or principled or whatever, they could put some sort of trap on that line. So keep that in mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. VPNs allow you to surf a little bit more privately. Generally, it's Free Talk Live.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick-A Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com.
Entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course, Economics in One Day, is easy to understand, but it'll give you an understanding of economics that's greater than school ever could. Plus, you get a great certificate. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Start today, no charge, fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And learn why entrepreneurship matters.
All right, more about creepy spying by probably your local government. But first, we go to Parker. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I was going to talk about this YouTube video that explains how basically Saving Private Ryan is a pro-war propaganda film. But I just want to say before I do that...
Well, before you do that, of course it's a propaganda film. I mean, it's almost all Hollywood movies are pro-war. There are a few exceptions to that. But most war movies that Hollywood makes are very deferential and positive towards the U.S. military because, number one, they get funding from the U.S. military when they do that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Also, they don't get to use the equipment unless they do that.
That's what I mean.
If you want to make an anti-war movie, you're not going to have a tank or an airplane.
You have to rent your own tank or airplane from private rentals. You can do that.
Sure.
But if you submit the script to the military and they say, this is pro-military enough, or they'll come back with, well, you could tweak this to make this a little more patriotic. And then you do what they say.
Yep.
They will then give you access to the aircraft carriers and all the other stuff that you need.
Patriotism is the tool of the state.
Right. So go ahead.
And now bear in mind that Stephen Molyneux is by no means now what I would consider a libertarian. He was a libertarian.
Yeah, what happened to him?
I think he just said
that something happened to him. I don't know about that.
He broke up with libertarians.
It's been happening over the last couple of years. I dropped him a couple of years ago from LRN.FM because of some of the things he was doing on the air, and he was not being very nice towards women, for instance. And now this year he got on the Trump train.
He did.
And this is
amazing.
This is somebody who has made videos in the past about not voting. So he went from being someone who advocated not voting at all to advocating people start voting for Trump. He actually made a video after Trump won where he's singing the United States national anthem, and this guy lives in Canada. He's native to Canada.
Trump Molyneux had this wonderful video that I've watched a couple of times that I liked it so much, and he described the voting as like a kid who's being bullied in the park, and he's running back and forth between two bullies who are throwing his candy over his head back and forth between each other, and he's saying, give me the candy back. Molyneux said, keep your effing candy. And I loved it.
He was entertaining. He had a great sense of humor. He was a great communicator of the ideas of liberty, and then just totally fell off the bandwagon, so to speak. And basically,
some of the greatest work.
He basically became part of the alt-right. I mean, he started advocating for closed borders, as I understand it, and sort of, whatever Trump said, basically. I'm sure I'm glossing over his philosophy, and I'm nowhere near accurate to what he actually believes, but he's not really a libertarian anymore. That much seems to be the case. So,
what he did say in one particular video when he was examining war is he said, war is not just the health of the state is also the health of war. If we did not have statism, and if we did not have countries, although it is possible war would still exist, it would not exist in the same to the same extent.
Mm-hmm.
Because states or countries find war to be profitable. But when you lose or when you take out the profit motive, because, you know, governments aren't going to stop waging war because they can just conscript people, they can raise taxes.
They can print money.
Yeah. But essentially, and there's this new movie that came out by Mel Gibson, who is a racist. That's clearly...
He has said some racially insensitive things in the past.
Bingo. And he made this new movie called Hacksaw Ridge, which is about, like, this guy in World War II that was a medic that refused to not go into battle with any weapon of any sort. And it's like, okay, that's interesting, but you have to remember that this movie is still going to be pro-war. I do not endorse, I will not support, I will not give any funding or financial inclinations of support to this movie. I will not pay to see this movie. I will not give you an opportunity to pay on my behalf to see this movie.
That's very principled of you. I got to say, I don't have that same level of scruples when
yeah.
it comes to
so I watched
seeing movies.
American Sniper.
My girlfriend forced me to see that movie. Ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to break up with her over it. And what I found was that movie... I felt like it was a great work of art, and a great work of art is able to be interpreted differently by different people. I walked out feeling like, well, this is terrible what happened to this guy. I mean, I can understand where he's coming from and that sort of thing. Was it sufficiently anti-war for me? No, but I felt like they showed a side of war that is terrible in a way that can be appreciated by somebody who's anti-war, and at the same time showed a side of war that's patriotic that can be appreciated by, you know, just many audiences. So mm-hmm. I was yeah. left with that feeling for that movie. Now I haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge, and I wouldn't
nor have I.
Prevent myself from seeing it for any scrupulous reason. Mel Gibson or anybody else isn't going to give the money that he makes to fund war, so I don't think that that's particularly the same thing.
Well, one thing that I think is possible is where you could basically, and this would be very somewhat risky, you could theoretically sort of say to the entities that are supportive to the U.S. Army when making a script, hey, yeah, I'm totally pro-war. Yeah, it's totally pro-war. But you have one script that's a fake script.
Ooh, I bet that they wouldn't like that very much. That's an interesting idea, and I suspect there's some sort of contract you signed with them that would make sure that you wouldn't be able to pull any fast ones like
Even
that.
Even if it did, you're going to have to create something on the level, above Saving Private Ryan to even have any kind of impact. There are anti-war media pieces out there that exist all over the place. I wouldn't throw away a relationship like that for what you would get in return.
Check out if you want a good anti-war movie. I saw it a couple times like a decade ago. It's called Tigerland, and I believe they did not get any approval from the U.S. military for that movie.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Hey, thanks, yeah. Parker, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We got more about spying on the way here. And you, of course, can bring up anything that you want on the live Sunday edition of the program. We are giving away free memberships to the Libertarian Party. Yes, that's right. After many years of no official relationship between Free Talk Live and the LP, we actually finally have one. They're on board supporting Free Talk Live, which was a real surprise to me and a pleasant one at that, because I've been a critic of the Libertarian Party for close to a decade, and I still believe that they are the best hope for spreading the message of freedom at the national level. I mean, besides Free Talk Live, of course. The Libertarian Party does a very good job in general about that. Now, I haven't agreed.
Would it be an option for him to vote that isn't, you know, all statisty?
I didn't agree with their pick for president this time around or last time or the time before that, and I would like to see them actually nominate a principled libertarian. And if you agree with that, you want to actually make a difference in the Libertarian Party, you can get a free membership now thanks to Free Talk Live. You know, why bother paying if you can get it for free? So go to lp.org/FTL. That gives you a free membership in the Libertarian Party. That's lp.org/FTL. And by the way, the FTL needs to be in lowercase, so keep that in mind. So we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. More on the creepy spying edifice in downtown Manhattan coming up in moments. That story on the way. Also, David is with us, listening in New Mexico. David, you're on Skype. Go ahead. David? in New Mexico. David in New Mexico going once. David in New Mexico going twice. So toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a building codenamed Titan Point. Yes, it is in downtown Manhattan. It's about two blocks away from the FBI's head office.
Hold on,
there.
I thought it was called the Line Something Building.
Well, the NSA has a name for the building, and the NSA's name is Titan Point.
Titan Point, because that's a lot more ominous.
Yes,
yeah.
And
it looks like a supervillain hangout already.
AT&T calls it the Long Lines Building. It was constructed in 1974. It holds a gateway switch, an international gateway switch, according to an AT&T employee, which means that the NSA, that has its office allegedly in the building, according to documents provided by Edward Snowden, that means the NSA can tap into global communications from this location. The story over at the Daily Mail is cribbing from The Intercept. They deserve the real credit for breaking the news on this story, but The Intercept's version is just way too long and detailed to share with you on the air. So you can dig deeper on this if you want to. According to a leaked email, a collection against the email address of the UN general leading the monitoring mission in Syria was performed by one of the NSA's operations, the Blarney program, which was developed as far back as the early 1970s to take in mass media and mass communications content as well as metadata like call times. That same program is continuing today, and they were tapping emails of the UN. So, of course, the UN
really
spoke
doesn't
out.
Like that.
Yeah, they spoke out against that.
Now, I imagine the UN wouldn't have anything to say if they were tapping the emails of you and me.
AT&T, by the way, has a long history of helping the U.S. spy networks. It was identified in the New York Times by being their most enthusiastic telecommunications helper, providing the NSA with access to billions of emails. Elizabeth Goteen, the co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, told The Intercept she was concerned about what the document showed. Quote, "This is yet more proof that our communication service providers have become, whether willingly or unwillingly, an arm of the surveillance state. The NSA is presumably operating under authorities that made it that enable it to target foreigners, but the fact that it's so deeply embedded in our own domestic communications infrastructure should tip people off that the effects of this kind of surveillance cannot be neatly limited to non-Americans."
AT&T also created the Hemisphere program, which was a product that they created to better mine their own data,
and they turned over the keys to the
NSA, which they could then sell that data to the FBI, I believe.
AT&T spokesman Fletcher Cook said the company did not, quote, "allow any government agency to connect directly or to otherwise control our network to obtain our customers' information. Rather," he said, "we simply respond to government requests for information pursuant to court orders,
respond positively,
or other mandatory process, and in rare cases on a legal and voluntary basis when a person's life is in danger and time is of the essence, like in a kidnapping situation." That man is just lying. I mean, look, the NSA had access to the special closet in one of the AT&T buildings where they were able to tap into all manner of communication. So I don't know what that dude's talking about, but he's lying.
He's covering his butt.
Yeah. He added, NSA operatives, quote, "do not have access to any secure room or space within our owned portion of the 33 Thomas Street building."
"They may, however, have access to space that is very near our portion that is co-owned
right.
with us."
Yeah, there's probably some sort of explanation just like you're suggesting there, Mark. When asked about the four floors of the building, once owned by Verizon and still maintained under an easement, the building is owned by AT&T. He declined to comment. Leaked documents suggested that NSA equipment at Titan Point is contained within a separate secure room connected to the server rooms of its, quote, partner company, unquote. And given that AT&T owns the building, then that would suggest they are the partner company in that case.
Yeah, it's a big fat lie.
The NSA documents do not imply that Verizon is connected to Titan Point, although a technician who did not wish to be named said there are still a few Verizon employees that are based there. Both the NSA and Verizon declined to comment to The Intercept. So there you have it, evidence from Edward Snowden and other sources confirming or alleging that the AT&T is still in cahoots with the NSA and that the NSA is hooked up with offices and tapping into global communications from a super creepy-looking building. Check this thing out. When you get a chance,
see this building.
Go ahead, Google Titan Point, P-O-I-N-T-E, T-I-T-A-N-P-O-I-N-T-E, Titan Point, and you will see what this thing looks like. And it is just, I think monolithic is the right term for it.
Yeah, it's just an overused term. Ominous.
Yeah, that's one, too. Let's try David in New Mexico. He's called our call-in lines at 855-450-FREE since we had some trouble there with Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yes, sir. On the phone now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. The, Titan Point, huh? I got a point that tightens when my government tries to bend me over. And also sucking off our data. I got something else that they can suck off.
I bet you do.
They want it. Yeah. And to begin to answer Mark's question, Mark posed a question to me the other evening, if Mark remembers what that might be.
I don't remember the question, so, and our listeners may not have been listening.
You're
going
to have to bring it all back.
You'll have to go ahead and recap that.
The situation when callers call in that are being abused by typically our government in some way, me over my children, another caller over the land rights or their land being made worthless by our government, putting up windmills all around. That was a specific situation. Mark had said that he's kind of at a loss as to, you know, what to say to them beyond, you know, I'm sorry and that's horrible and, you know, how do you really provide any constructive, you know, or begin to provide any constructive help to callers like that? And yes, it's an extremely complicated problem. No, in your defense, no, there's nothing simple that you can say to them to make all the hurt and pain and problem go away. It's a more involved problem than that. And I would suggest that, you know, like that one caller or myself, what we're dealing with is basically the same in concept as something that people understand entirely. Like people understand the horrible nature of, say, slavery, and we all rail against that, fight against that. You don't have to convince people. But when it's a smaller population, like over, you know, property rights, the eminent domain, somebody's getting their house taken away, or in my case, my children taken away, and we maintain that it's unlawfully, and we fight tooth and nail in court to prove our case and so on like this. But in the process, we're still getting abused, because even while you're still alive in the fight, you're still in danger and so on. And so to begin to answer your question. And
hold that thought here, David. We'll continue that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. What do you say to somebody who's getting screwed over hard by the government? It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unknown. unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. It is a Reddit-based front page, which means you can submit, let's say, a link to a news story or blog post, or you can even submit your own text there if you want to. Just put your opinion on the page. And then other listeners can vote it up if they like, or vote it down if they don't, and you get to vote on the other people's submissions as well. So go and get interactive. It's free over at freetalklive.com. Unlike a lot of those other talk show host websites that charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, ours is $0 a month. But there are ways to support the show, and we'll tell you about that coming up here in a bit. But in the meantime, enjoy the website for free and all the archives and everything else that's there over at freetalklive.com. Let's change gears here, guys. We were talking about the spying that's been going on in the United States and the UK and elsewhere. We'll get back into what we're going to get into, a book review here. We've been reading Economics in One Lesson, but we actually still have David on the line in New Mexico, listening via TuneIn. Now, David, you wanted to answer a question that Mark had, and we've expressed this frustration, not just Mark, but me as well. I have expressed this frustration of it's just so hard to hear people's just absolutely horrifying stories of being abused by the state system. And, of course, there are so many of them. So many people have been abused by the state system, and we can empathize with it. We've suffered at their hands as well. So it's not that we can't empathize. It's just that I wish we had solutions for people rather than, well, well, find an attorney or, you know, move to New Hampshire, which I still think is a pretty good solution for
people. It's better than what Rush Limbaugh is giving, which is vote Republican.
Right. For people that love liberty, they should move to New Hampshire. But the state doesn't care whether you love liberty or not. They'll come after you. They'll come after you regardless of what your political beliefs are. So obviously we don't want people who love the state to move to New Hampshire. So that's not a solution for everybody. Regardless, you had an answer for that that kind of question of how do you handle that.
Right, and it wasn't a single simple answer, which helps actually defend your position that you're in, and you're in a bad position where it's hard to offer any constructive help in situations like people like me or other people that have similar situations call in about. So yes, let's acknowledge that there is nothing simple to say that instantly changes a bunch of things. And what I suggested is I used, for instance, something that everybody can relate to that would absolutely not be tolerated anymore was slavery. But we could actually use your topic from today about this surveillance. And this is something that is more recognizable as a bad thing, how it would affect individuals personally, this surveillance state stuff. And we could use that as a model. Now, this affects everybody, whereas things like I'm experiencing affect a far smaller percentage of the population, and that's what makes it difficult to get people to get angry about what's happening to us, because it affects such a small population, relatively speaking, of the population that it's hard to relate to. But what I'm suggesting, and this we don't have to, we're not going to finish this all in one conversation. We can add bits and pieces in the future. But what I suggest is the in my mind presently, the single greatest thing that can help is to look at it conceptually, that the smaller problems that people call in with are really the same thing as the big things that we're looking at, like tonight you're looking at surveillance or slavery. It's just that they don't rise to that size. And so the way to help is to present that to the people calling in that, unfortunately, the problem that you're dealing with isn't affecting everybody, so it's hard to get everybody's attention, but that over time and in the future, it can continue to grow, because after all, for instance, 40 years ago, not many people were worrying about surveillance, even though we were being surveilled, and back even going back to slavery, when slavery was in its heyday, not many people anywhere were really railing against it, but nowadays we absolutely wouldn't tolerate it for a second. And so that as a concept. Well, let me slide in one thing that's helpful to you, to your conversation.
Well, one of the hard things about the issue of, let's say, family court is it always pits two sides against one another. At least with the NSA, they're spying on everybody. So that is, you're right, it is definitely something that can appeal to a wider audience, because everyone in theory can be affected by it. While on the other hand, it's not uncommon for people to have kids with one another. So, I mean, there's still a large amount of people who get divorces and have to go through this system, and who are in many cases, probably in most cases, not happy with the results. So I think there still is a fairly large group of people that you can reach out to, but many of them have been so broken by this system. And we had a guy light himself on fire. He committed suicide by self-immolation here in Keene, the same town we're doing the show from. His name was Tom Ball. That story that I wrote about Tom Ball, because I was one of the first people down there after the incident had happened. I didn't see it happen. I didn't see the dead body, but I did see the damage afterwards. I saw them while they were cleaning it up. They had the body like walled off by some hanging sheets, basically, to try to prevent people from taking pictures of it. But I was one of the key players that researched that case and wrote up a very detailed story about it over at Free Keene, which is the number one story over thousands of articles that have been posted at Free Keene over a decade of posts now on that website, or coming up on a decade. It'll be a decade in about a month. It's the number one story, and it still continues to get tremendous level of viewing. So there is a large interest in this particular issue, but getting people to activate about it is one of the most challenging things, because they've been so beaten down. They know that the system is against already arrayed against them, and they aren't willing to continue to stick their head above water.
Well, it's organization which makes the difference. By the Captain America quote is that. That's what makes an army, and not just a bunch of people running around shooting guns. The fact is that you individually upset about whatever it is that the government does to people, and there's, you know, a whole bunch of things, you know, for instance, the way men are treated in family court, or the way that, you know, non-custodial parents are treated in family court. There are organizations that one can sort of, you know, be in contact with, and those are the best bet, because otherwise you're just one person who's upset. And, you know, that's the human condition. We're all upset about something.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So I still think that for people that love liberty, for the dads and the few moms that have been screwed over by the court system, because sometimes the women get screwed over, too.
Yeah.
They should move to New Hampshire. I mean, I'm sorry. Look, you've got to get together with people who are willing to take action. Until, you know, Johnny Ray, I appreciate where you're coming from with, you know, sort of working outside the system. I get it. But the fact is, until that system changes, people who are stuck inside that system, and that includes a lot of people who've been married and have had kids, people who are stuck inside that system are going to get screwed over again and again. And you're going to see more people like Thomas Ball who are going to hurt themselves or hurt their family or kill themselves over these issues and or just spiral down into a depression and be useless and, you know, refuse to work or whatever because they resent the unfair situation that they've been dealt by the family court system. The only chance for that to change is to, I'm sorry, work within the system to try to change that, to try to have some sort of meaningful reform of those family courts. But if you're all alone, you're not going to have success. So you've got to get behind other organizations. And Mark, you suggest that there are some groups like that. There's like fathers' rights groups, for instance.
Yeah, I'm certainly not an expert on them. Thank goodness I haven't had to deal with that.
Right. But if you want those groups to be more successful, then you've got to increase their numbers. And if you're a libertarian, you want to see more libertarian-minded policy in those ways, New Hampshire is going to be the best bet. So there's a couple of migrations where people who love liberty are moving here. You can check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky. Ricky in Pennsylvania? Maybe something's wrong with our side of Skype. We'll have to double-check the settings here.
Reset Apologize. The count sound card.
Apologize about that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Right, and so if things aren't working, there's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is the only nationally syndicated radio program that I know that offers Skype to listeners to call in. I'm sure lots of them use it for interviews. But, you know, there's always the good old-fashioned telephones, and they work great.
Let's go to Josh. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Welcome, sir.
Hi. I just started listening to the show. I guess now they just started putting on the show. I just wanted to know, how is New Hampshire more of a freer state than, say, Texas?
Okay, good question. I'll handle it. So there's a chart called, Freedom in the 50 States. And it was previously put out by the Mercatus Center. Is it Cato that's putting out now, Ian?
Yes, Cato's doing that.
The Cato Institute that's putting it out.
It's still the same guy who's doing it, Jason Sorens and
his
partner.
And his partner. There's a pair of professors that put it out. And they go through a long list of ways that they sort of rank states against each other and that sort of thing. But I think it's fair to point out that it's also perception as to which place is freer. I want to go.
Let's talk about more. Stand by, Josh. We'd love to have you continue this conversation here after the news. It's Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.